From Spark and Anvil and MarketQuest, this is Stock in Chapter 1 of the MarketQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The wheelbarrow squeaked. Stock heard it a mile off, the way you hear your own name. She braced her small russet paws on the handles and pushed, and 30 baskets of tomatoes rolled with her down the hill toward the market square, red and heavy and smelling like warm summer. Her green apron pockets bulged. In one of them rode the ledger, a fat, dog-eared book she had written in every single week since she was old enough to hold a pencil. At the bottom of the hill, she stopped, wiped her forehead, and did the thing she always did. She counted. She had grown 30 baskets. She had chosen 30. She could have grown 20 or 50 or none at all and slept in. Every basket in that wheelbarrow was a decision she had made weeks ago, with dirt under her claws, betting on sun and rain she couldn't see coming. "Morning, Stock," called the bean farmer next door, unloading his own crop. "Morning," said Stock. "How many did you bring?" 40. Good week for beans," he grinned. "You?" 30, she patted a basket. The wilt took two rows. She said it plainly, no shame in it, and rolled her squeaky wheelbarrow into her stall.
Stock had learned to count that way in the River Valley village, in her grandmother's garden, long before she ever saw a market square. Her family were garden keepers, all of them, back and back through the years. They grew apples in rows and tomatoes on stakes. And every summer, some things came up gold and some things came up nothing. Stock could still remember the summer the frost came late and killed half the seedlings. She had been very small. She had cried into her grandmother's apron, sure they had done something wrong. Her grandmother had knelt down in the frost-bitten dirt and held Stock's chin. "What we bring depends on many things, little fox," she said. "It depends on the season. It depends on the soil. It depends on whether your old bones can dig this year. Bringing less is not a shame. It is just how it is." She kissed the top of Stock's head. "We do our best inside what we're given, and then we let it be enough." Stock had held on to that the way you hold on to a warm stone in your pocket all winter.
When Stock turned 12, she walked to MarketQuest, wheelbarrow and ledger and all, because the village said a fox who understood why things came to market ought to teach it. An old badger named Steak met her at the gate. He looked at her tomatoes. He looked at her ledger. Then he asked her one question, the way mentors do. "When Les shows up at market," Steak said, "whose fault is it?" Stock thought of her grandmother in the frost. She looked down at her own small, strong hands, still stained green from the vines. "Nobody's," she said. "The producer decides what to bring, but she decides inside a season, and a body, and a run of luck she didn't pick. Les isn't a failure. It's a Tuesday after a bad week." Steak's whiskers lifted in something like a smile. "Then you'd better teach it that way," he said, and let her through.
Her workshop smelled like tomato leaves and old paper. A young rabbit and a mole and a spiky little hedgehog crowded onto the benches, and Stock heaved her ledger open on the table with a thump. "Come look," she said, and they did. She pointed a claw at a row of numbers. "Last week, 30 baskets, sold 27. She flipped the page. "This week," her claw moved down, 25. "Two rows caught a wilt. See the leaves I drew? They went yellow." She tapped a small, sad sketch of a curling leaf. "Next week, if I'm honest, maybe 20. The hedgehog frowned. "So you did worse." "Did I?" Stock tilted her head. "I planted the same. I watered the same. I got up at the same dark hour. A sickness came for my tomatoes that I couldn't see and couldn't stop." She let that sit. "Is a farmer bad because a wilt came?" The hedgehog looked at the yellow leaf a long moment. "No," he said quieter. "No," Stock agreed. She slid her claw over to another column. "Now watch this. Fewer tomatoes, so my asking price went up a little. Not because I turned greedy overnight, because when a thing gets scarce,
it costs a touch more to let it go. That's the whole trick of a market. How much shows up, meeting how many hands reach for it. She smiled at them. You'll meet Crave next. She's all about the reaching hands. I'm the showing up.
She closed the ledger gently. The three students were quiet, and the hedgehog had leaned back against the bench, like something tight in him had eased. Stock felt it in her own chest, too, that warm, settled thing. She thought of her grandmother's garden, the good seasons and the frostbitten ones, all those years of trying. There had been no shame in any of it, only care, done as well as care could be done inside the weather you were handed. What gets brought to market is a choice, she said softly, mostly to herself now, made with care, made inside limits. She breathed out, all the way down to her toes, the way you can only breathe when you know your best is allowed to be enough. She hoped the kids felt it too. It felt, she thought, like being trusted, like being let off a hook you never should have been on.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to stock. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.